Now, based on these words that the Lord gave me, I never heard nothing like this before in my life, not to this extent. And so from that, from what I'm about to tell you, I'm going to bring you some places in the scriptures that will change your life forever. The Lord first spoke to me about there's so much stagnation of our imagination. It's stagnant. We're stuck sometime and we can't see the explosive blessings that the Lord had provided for us at all times. Explosive blessings that can't be controlled. And then he spoke to me about massive blessings. Unpredictable blessings. And then God went as far as to say ridiculous blessings. Yeah, he dominated. Then he went on to say indescribable blessings are coming. But then he said this to me, but you have to be in position to receive it. And so, positionally, I'm going to speak to you this morning from the I am-ness of God again. The I am-ness of God is that he's everything. You know that? Our Father is everything. And so, it would almost be like a, before I start starting, it almost be like a, because I had to ask him, what, like a fascination. It's gonna be so vast and so attractive and so so glamorous, the blessings that he's talking about going to be. So this is not a Father's Day message. I'm going to use the Father, but it's not a Father's Day message because he changed me at the last moment, sometime about 4:30, 5 o'clock this morning. Because I was going to use God, but he said, no, I want you to use Father because I want him to know me as a father. And so, and I want you to sit down. I want you to sit down. I want you to get this. Let me read. Go to Exodus chapter 3 for with me first. I'm going to read 4 or 5 scriptures because I definitely don't want to miss this. The stuff that I'm going to give you this morning, I don't want you to miss it. In Exodus chapter 3, I want to read 3 or 4 verses, 4 or 5 verses from Exodus to get you acquainted with what the Lord wants to say to us this morning. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 11, and Moses said unto God, who am I? Now you got to find out who you are. Who am I? Underline that, who am I? Because if you don't find out who am I, you'll never be able to identify with your I am-ness. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Who am I that I should go into Pharaoh, that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? Verse 12, and he said, and God said, yes, sir. Certainly I will be with thee. Yes, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou has brought forth the people out of Egypt. Now, notice how God talk. I mean, I'm going somewhere, but notice how he talk. Ain't no doubt about it, they're coming out. Look at me. Ain't no doubt about it, you're coming out of that situation. See, because God is with you. So sometimes it may look like you're not coming out, but you're coming out. Tell somebody next to you, I'm coming out. Tell them. All right. Ain't no doubt about that. You see what I'm saying? I love the word. See, it struck me when I was passing through there, you know. He said, certainly I'll be with you. Yeah. And then the Lord, Pharaoh, he ain't respecting Pharaoh. How long they've been in that situation, how many soldiers Pharaoh got, it don't make no difference. God said, I'm going to send you, and they're coming out. Yeah. It doesn't matter what the lawyer say, the doctor say. It doesn't matter what the government say. It doesn't matter what your neighbor say. When God say you're coming out, you're coming out. That's powerful, man. So certainly I'll be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee on verse 12, that I have sent thee when thou had brought forth the people out of Egypt. He's talking in past tense. You shall serve God upon his mountain. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your father has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And verse 14 is a powerful verse. God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. Now, in looking at that, look at the 21st verse of chapter 3. And I will give this people what?
Favor.
Underline that. Favor. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptian. Now, if God can give them favor in the sight of the Egyptian, that was their master, and they were slaves, you know he can give you favor. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptian, and it shall come to pass that when you go, you shall not what? Shall not go empty. All right. Now, I want you to look at another verse in the 11th chapter of Exodus. Before I give you any subject, I want you to see, because it had to be able for to understand what I'm going to say today. In Exodus chapter 11, verse 3. And the Lord gave the people what?
Favor.
In the sight of the Egyptian, moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servant and in the sight of the people, because he had that I am. One more time, now the 12th chapter and the 36th verse. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptian, so that they lent unto them such things as they required. And they spoiled, that means they robbed them. They robbed the Egyptian. You saw that? Now, I want you to write this down. Living under the I am-ness favor of the Father. That cover everything. When I get through with you today, you're going to understand that I am-ness favor. Now, here's a definition of favor you will find nowhere. It came out of the spirit world. Favor is God's adjusted blessing from his point of view and from his point of power to preset unknown manifestations. I'm going to say it again. You got it up there. There it is right there. That's the Holy Ghost give a definition of favor. Favor is God's adjusted blessing from his point of view and from his point of power to preset unknown manifestation. Now, you can't go to no church nowhere in the world and get that. This statement here. See why? It was tailor-made for you this morning. You need to read that over and over and over again to see what God has in store for you. It's over women. Now, I want you to turn to Luke chapter 1, because I want to show you something about favor. When I start pronouncing seals over you and we start saying some things, that everything your little heart desires going to start manifesting. I mean things you've been looking at for a long time. places you've been wanting to go for a long time is already there. See, you're living, listen to me, you're living right this moment under, listen to me, the dispensation of favor. That's why the Bible said when Jesus came, he came full of grace, full of favor and truth. So all you need is truth and favor. The truth about who you are and the truth about what God wants you to have. And the truth will manifest it for you. For that's why I say the truth shall set you free. The truth sets you free from need, wants, and desire. You ready? Now, as we look at this, get ready for your life to change. Now, I've heard people use these words loosely with no credentials, these words we're about to read now. But I want to place you in a position that you can operate with credentials about this, because it is a reality. You can throw words around in the Bible, they don't mean nothing unless they are reality to you, that God have spoken to you and that God have shown you that he want to do this for you now, not in biblical days, in this day. And so I heard people use these words because I knew they were lying. Their life was calling them a lie. They said it with expertise and real proper, but their life wasn't lined up with it. When I first came into the body of Christ, I heard people start using that word. You would speak to them and they would say this word, I'm highly favored. I look at their shoes. I said, I'm serious. I look at the car they drove out in. Highly favored. And I said, this must be some secret favor. All right? But we want to deal with the real deal, because God has already highly favored every one of his children. They just have to position themselves to walk in that favor. All right? Now you have to hear the subject. Living under the I am-ness favor of the Father. What that mean, the I am-ness favor? That mean any favor you want, you got it right now. Just open your eyes and your ears and your heart and believe it and receive it. That's what it means. See, anytime God can go before Pharaoh, send Moses before Pharaoh, Pharaoh was strong. Let me give you a little appetizer before I go. Esther, Ruth, Joseph had favor manifestation that put them in places that the average person can't go. So here in Luke 1, chapter 1, verse 28. An angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that are highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed are thou among women. It goes on to say in the 30th verse, and the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found what?
Favor.
With who?
God.
With God, with the Father, with the Father. Now, I'm going to give you something that show you that favor sometimes come in a fog. F-O-G. Where you can't see it. Where you can't see, like, you look, but it looked like nothing different. But favor standing right there looking at you. Now, I want you to write these words down. Favor, fog, and faith. F-O-G, fog, like a fog, like you're driving, you can't see. Yeah, a lot of times, see, a lot of y'all favor standing you. Look at me now. A lot of you all had believed God for something, that favor standing right in your face now. But there's a fog telling you it's not there. Only your faith can take you through the fog to receive your favor. See, Mary's mind was foggy. She said, a fog was up there. She said, how is this going to happen? Now, also, the Lord reminded me to tell you, there are hosts of angels or just favor angels. Their job is to bring favor to God's people. But you got to get past the fog. You see, the fog is that you don't fully understand what he's saying. And so you start asking a whole lot of questions, but then you got to finally come to say, I'm not going to figure this out, but I'm going to accept it. Watch what happened. Watch what happened. Watch what happened. When I wrote down favor, fog, and faith, you have Luke 1:28, Luke 1:30, and Luke 1:38. Put 1:38 up. 1:38 going to get you through the fog. Luke 1:38 will get you through the fog. Mary needed to get through the fog. She never had sex. He's talking about he's pregnant. She's pregnant, and she can't understand what he's talking about. And finally, the angel preached her a while, and Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Now remember, it was a favor angel. See, she had to accept it. See, she was in the fall. The favor was there, but she was in the fall. Now, if I'm understanding right, and I've seen it in my own personal life, there's always a fog with the favor. And the reason the fog come with the favor, this system cannot comprehend what's going on. And so as you operate in faith, you and the Father are able to connect, receive your package, and nobody know you got it. So there's a lot of favor in the fog. When things look like they're going wrong, they got favor in there, but you have to have faith to receive it because the enemy can't see it. Now each time, like with Mary, I mean, he told her she's pregnant. Then he told her she highly favored. Mary said, what? What? I mean, explain this to me. She was in the fall. Nicodemus, third chapter of John. He was in the fall. Fourth chapter of John, the woman at the well. She was in the fall. And until he can talk faith into them, they came out. Watch me. They came out of the fog into favor. May the Lord take you out of the fall into your favor. You see what I'm saying? And some of y'all have been for years in the fall. Years and years. And the favor just standing there, the angels standing there trying to convince you. You just talking about yourself. Chapter 5, verse 14. The angel said, no, baby, this over. We're not going to make this happen. The favor standing right there, but you're looking at the fall. Say, I receive my favor this morning. All right, now listen. Let me take you further. See, you see what she said in the 38th verse? So let me see how try to explain this about the favor, the fog, and the faith. I know I'm not gonna get far this morning. Here's a spiritual understanding: the favor, the fog, and the faith. All right. Here's a spiritual understanding that will resurrect your consciousness to unexplainable blessing. Y'all write that down. Y'all ain't understand what I'm saying. So look at me like y'all know what I'm talking about. Here's a spiritual understanding that will resurrect your consciousness to unexplainable blessing. There are some unexplainable blessing hanging over your life now. Now, get this also. Through the birth of Jesus, what I say? I recognize that supernatural favor is an inside job. And I heard these words. Favor, favor, favor now sits on my table all the time. I will bless the Lord at all times because I know that I'm highly favored through the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a favor dance stirring in my spirit. My soul is catching the beat. May the joy of God, favor, enter into my feet. I want to shout it out. Favor, favor. God, favor got a hold on me. Woo! Get that, y'all. Look at what he said there. That dropped in my spirit when I was meditating. Favor, favor now sits on my table all the time. I will bless the Lord at all times because I know that I'm highly favored through the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a favor dance stirring in my spirit. My soul is catching the beat. May the joy of God's favor enter into my feet. I want to shout it out. Favor, favor, God's favor got a hold. Y'all did that in jest, but that's all right. Y'all got it. Y'all did that in jest, but that's all right. Y'all got it. Amen. That's powerful, man. That's powerful. That's powerful. That's powerful. Some of y'all are shouting tonight. Now, and then we'll get started. I'm assigned by the Father this morning to share with the body of Christ one of the most supernatural positions that God has put you in as his child. So that you can always know that your life is different because you have this privilege to live all your life in his favor. Now turn to John's Gospel, chapter 7. Let me show you something. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
John's Gospel, chapter 7. John's Gospel, chapter 7. May the Holy Ghost hit this place. And you get wrapped in favor this morning. Get all wrapped up. Find favor in your car when you get out there. Favor at your house. Favor on your job. Favor in your body. Favor in your finances. Favor in your family. Favor in your business. What? Now notice here, these powerful verses the Lord brought me to. Then John chapter 7, you know these verses. Verse 37, and hold your finger there. And I want to give you a point here. Prepare yourselves to receive rivers of favor on purpose. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of favor. Now you know my cut to this and why we are so slow to advancement is we try to replace favor with labor. I'm not talking about no labor. I'm not even talking about you being worthy. I'm not even talking about your sins. I'm talking about your God, who is able to give you favor in spite of what everybody else say about you. Favor will cause you to float in the midst of your enemy. Those who say you're not going to be nothing, recognize you connected with somebody. child of God that's under my voice begin to walk in a favor flood. May they get in favor over their head. Get in favor where they can't explain. Get in favor where the other life get drawn in. The other life that keep giving you problems, keep telling you not blessed. May you get in so much favor, that life get drowned and you'll be blessed everywhere you go. I'm going to walk in God's favor every day of my life. Say it. Say it with some feeling. I'm going to walk in God's favor every day of my life. I don't care what nobody else say. I have favor. I am blessed with God's favor. Good thing is happening for me right now. I ain't thinking about that doggone problem. It got to leave my life now. I'm in the favor house. I'm hearing something, John. He's taking that fog further. Sometime the enemy bring a fog to make you think you're not going to make it, or to make you think you can't have what God had put in your heart. But faith can pass through both fogs, the fog that God put up and the fog that Satan put up. You're still going through that fog. Your favor is still coming in your life. Oh, Lord, let me sit down. Let me try to teach you a little more. 37th verse, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believes in me, on me, as the scripture have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. That's rivers of living favor. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe in him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. We're on the other side of that, you know. Yes. We got the Holy Ghost. Now, secondly, turn to Ephesians 3. Now, you listen very carefully, because these statements can get a little foggy. And you need faith to understand them. You understand? Watch what he said now. Realize that you're living in the dispensation of the mysteries and revelation of God's amazing favor. But you know the word grace and favor are interchangeable. So actually grace is talking about favor. Grace is talking about something you couldn't do for yourself. Realize that you're living in the dispensation of the mysteries and revelations of God's amazing favor. Say it, God's amazing favor is on my life. Woo. Now here in Ephesians chapter 3, Paul tells us about the dispensation of grace. He says some things, hallelujah, glory to God. He said something that stirred me in the spirit. I'll begin at the first verse quickly. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentile, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, that can be the dispensation of the favor of God. You live in it. Matter of fact, from this day forward, I want you to operate in life with favor as fuel. In other words, favor is fueling my life. Don't y'all let me get in here and up all by myself now. You see, so you're operating. I'm running on favor fuel. So I'm highly favored everywhere I go. Even in the enemy camp, I'm highly favored. Nobody just can't stop my favor. The favor just keep on coming. Y'all got to say this stuff now. Y'all can't leave here and forget this. You can't forget you're in favor because a little fog show up. Sometimes the fog show up to release the favor. For you to stop depending on yourself and start believing God for to do the miraculous in your life, then the favor show up. You know there's favor blockers, you know. Things and people try to block you from favor. That's okay. They can't stop you. Here Paul, third verse, how that by revelation. See, there's a revelation there you got to have. He made known unto me the mystery. See, there's a mystery about favor. As I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the Son of Man, as it now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles shall be fellow heirs, I won't get somewhere, and of the same body and partake of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Wherefore I've made a minister according to the gift of the favor of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than at least of all saints, is this favor given that I should preach? That I should preach among the Gentile what? And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world had been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers and heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. I'm going to verse 12. In whom we have what? Boldness, access, and confidence by faith in him. I saw that and I say, into God's favor, I have boldness, access, and confidence. No matter what come in my life, I have boldness, access, and confidence to walk in God's favor. Hallelujah. So realize that you're living in a dispensation of mysteries and the revelation of God's amazing favor. Now, I'm going to have you say some things in a little while before I close. Get ready for this. There's a kingdom favor called shocking favor. Mary received shocking favor. Didn't y'all think a little shocking favor? Yeah. God, you know what God did? I'm shocked. So all the week long, you're going to be getting shocked with favor. Shocking favor. I never heard of that. You? Shocking favor. And it's not going to shock you. It's going to shock your co-worker. It's going to shock your neighbor. It's going to shock some of your relatives. It's going to be so shocking. Everybody come around you and get shocked. How did she do that? How did she get there? How did she go there? How she got so blessed? This is a church filled with shocking favor. Your leader live in shocking favor. I get shocked every day. God, and because I'm getting shocked, you following me, you connected? How many of y'all connected? You supposed to be shocked with favor every day of your life. Shocking favor, Dan. Shocking. Say, what happened? What happened? Who did that? We went to school together. We graduated together. Where did she go? What is this? What church she going to? Who is her God? I dare you say this. I will have me some shocking favor.
I will have me some shocking favor.
The rest of my life.
The rest of my life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now listen, write this down. Write this down. The pregnancy of God's favor will keep birthing new dimensions of blessing in your life all your days. And there are many. See, yeah, you see, the birth of Jesus was an example of how God worked. God didn't stop birthing when he birthed Jesus. Now he take his word and birth all his promises in you on daily basis. Stay pregnant, my friend. Stay pregnant, my friend. Every day I'm pregnant. But God is birthing some type of favor in me every day. You not understand what I'm saying. You not understand what God pronounced on you today. You understand what God said to you today? Huh? God said, I'm going to keep you pregnant with favor. You're going to have baby after baby after baby after baby. Just like Jesus. Just like, nobody can explain Jesus. We talk about it, but we can't fully explain it. Your favor, you're not going to be fully able to explain. Look at somebody and tell them, I'm pregnant with favor. Woo! I'm glad I came to church today. Tell somebody, I'm glad I came to church today. I'm walking around pregnant with favor. The rest of my life, I'm pregnant with favor. Favor don't have to come. I'm carrying favor. Favor don't have to come to me. I know. I'm a carrier of favor. You want to shout? Huh? Huh? Every 9 months, you're going to have a new favor. Look for it. You got it? Every 9 months, you're going to have a new favor. You have to believe now. You have to believe what came out of the apostle's mouth. Every 9 months, you're going to have a new favor. And some of these things you've been wanting to change. Say it. Somebody say it. How you doing this morning? I'm pregnant with favor. I'm drunk with favor. I'm loaded with favor. I got so much favor. You want some? Everybody come around me, get favor. Pregnant, man. Pregnant with it. Now notice what the Lord said to me to tell you also. My favor will cause you to float in adversities. For you are always anointed with the outcome. All things will end up in my favor. Y'all didn't hear that? Yeah, you didn't hear what the Lord said? No matter where you are right now, the Lord said, tell you all things will end up in your favor. Listen, in hearing this message, Your life is being altered right now to flow in all the grand positions of abundance. I can't preach up to y'all over me. I'm trying to open something up for you. Let me take your next one because I got to see you in a few minutes. You must now see the flag of God's favor hanging as a banner over everything you set out to do. And the footnote I got, Jesus did. See, Jesus saw favor on everything he did. Now, the mantra of supernatural favor is, I don't know how. And whatever he says to me, I will do. That's the way favor works, okay? That's the way favor works. You can't figure favor out. Quickly, let's look at Ruth. Husband dead. The other girl gone home. Ruth decided to go with Naomi. Naomi broke. Her husband dead. Going back to her own hometown. And the girl said, where you go, I'm going to go with you. Ruth. Sometimes don't look like it. Where you're going, you're not going the right way, but sometimes you're stepping into favor. You know, Boaz was rich, right? Huh? Boaz had plenty of money. Huh? All right. So Ruth followed. Go to Ruth 2:13. Ruth 2:13 for a minute. Ruth had favor. It's the most unlackable, unfavorable condition she could be in. And then here in the scripture, then she said, let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord, for that thou hast comforted me, and for thou hast spoken friendly unto thine handmaid, though I be not like unto one of thine handmaid. She's talking to a rich man, Boaz. She in a strange land, all right? Look in Ruth 2:2. I'm going to show you how these people had favor. Ruth chapter 2, verse 2. And Ruth the Moabite said unto Naomi, let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn and after him in whose sight I shall find grace. She said, I'll find favor. I will find me some favor. And then in Ruth 2:10. Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said to him, why have I found favor, found grace in thine eyes, that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? Well, God's hand of favor was on her. Now, you got to read the story to understand. She told the Boaz, baby, look, when she married Boaz, it was like marrying Leroy. We was in a store. I got a couple of friends. We was in a store with a couple of my friends last night, and I was sitting in a chair, and my friend, he was sitting in the chair, and our wives were walking over the store. And I look at my friend, I say, you know, my wife walking through this store, you know she can buy this whole thing? Because of the word. What I said? Because of what? So don't look at me funny, because of the word. If you, God, are put all kind of financial favor on you, ain't no problem for you to have financial favor. Get in position. Find somebody who know where they're going. Follow them. Stop trying to follow all these doggone people who don't know where they're going. Follow somebody who's gotten where they're going. Very simple. I picked over hundreds of preachers. I said, oh, that's a good one. No, he ain't going where I want to go. So I left him. When I found Kenneth Hagin, I said, that's the man I'm going to follow right here. I found Fred Price. I said, these two men I'm going to follow right here. These men have gotten to where I want to go. The rest of all these other 100 preachers, I ain't following them. I'm following these two men right here because they both done got where I want to go. So I never broke my focus. I don't care who came in town. They give me advertisement, send me mail. I ain't going to that meeting. I'm going to these men meeting where they have gotten where I want to go. I want to know how they got there. I found out. I found out how Fred Price got where he was. I found out how Brother Hagin got where he was. Y'all just go to too many meetings. Watch too many television preachers. They don't know what they're talking about. They follow you. One day, they're telling you a good word. Next day, they got them up for a sex scandal. They done got somebody's daughter pregnant. You watch them anyway. Talking about your favorite preacher. That's where your favorite at. You're watching a fool think you're watching favor. Ruth found favor in the eyesight of God, in the eyesight of Naomi, in the eyesight of Boaz, and God brought her into a favor world. After that, Ruth lived a life of favor, manifestation, the rest of her life. The other girl went the other way, you remember? What her name was? Oprah. Oprah went the other way. Esther. Esther 2:15. she found favor. Now when the turn of Esther, you know the Vestal had a wife, a crazy wife. Vestal was a wife. She's crazy. She the king. You can't have a wife, Nard. And you a businessman. You got a wife. And you got something going on. You're like, I ain't going. I just don't feel like it tonight. I don't feel like being bothered with them people. So yeah, you got to go out there by yourself. So the king got tired of that. He said, and then them guys said, man, this woman making our wife crazy. My wife don't want to come now because your crazy wife, king, don't want to come. So get rid of this crazy woman so we can keep our wife. And I ain't found no man with no crazy wife either. If I find a preacher with a crazy wife, I don't care how good he is, I'm not finding him if he got a crazy wife, because I don't want my wife to get crazy, and we ain't going. I sat at the table with a man with a crazy wife, and she didn't like me. She had steam coming out of here. She didn't like me because Carolyn was submitted to me. She'd look at me. I said, you look, but you better not jump. She tell him, I'd make you embarrassed in front of your friend. And he was always, finally got rid of her, got him a good wife. But he was always on pins and needles at the table. I thought of a time Brother Hagin was sitting at the table with a man, his wife, and Brother Hagin asking the man questions, she keep answering. And Brother Hagin said, won't you let him answer? And she took a glass of water and threw it on it. Brother Hagin looked at it and looked at the pitcher. He took the whole pitcher of water and threw it on her. Somebody needs to get your tail straight. Your husband won't tell you nothing, but you ain't pouring no water on me. Esther obtained favor and became a queen. She moved from a slave to a queen with favor. And I need not to go and tell you about Joseph, right? In the 39th chapter of Genesis, his brothers and sold him as a slave and turned their back on him, but he had something on him. He was wearing something. I say he was wearing something. Not just that bright coat, he was wearing something. He was wearing, you listen to me, young man? He was wearing the favor of God. Boy, once you start wearing the favor of God, everything will work out to your favor. Wait, put him in prison? No, he got favor in prison. The favor, he just had favor on it. All right, let me see you now. I got 11 minutes to see you. I'm going to see you tight this morning. Oh, yeah, we're going to see you tight this morning. I got other scripture, but oh, my goodness. I need to see you. Stand up. I have decided, come on,
I have decided
to live my life in favor.
Knowing right now
that everything
is working out
in my favor. I see it coming on you.
Today,
I'm mixing
all of my
faith
in the favor of God
and releasing
myself
to the life
of no impossibility.
Put the next one up there.
I don't need to know how.
Because favor
always
reveals to me
why
the blessing keep on flowing. Put the next one up there.
Everything
is to my advantage
now.
I will permit the Holy Spirit
and the angels of God
to put all the pieces
of the puzzle
in my favor together.
You still here?
I am set
to see full favor
in every part of my life.
Many things may look foggy,
but I see favor.
Put the next one up.
Favor.
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 Now sits
on my table
all the time.
Keep going.
Put the next one up.
I want to seal this congregation.
I will bless the Lord at all times.
Because I know
that I am
highly favored
through the Lord Jesus Christ.
One more I'm going to give you.
You can go to it.
She jump off. See, he said, go to it.
I don't want to get in trouble because you'll be hollering back here.
There is a favor
dancing in my spirit.
My soul
is catching the beat.
We got to do something on the next one, y'all.
I said, we're going to do something on the next statement.
Aren't you saying it in your spirit?
And you say it in your soul?
Time for some action.
May the joy
of God's favor
enter into my feet.
I want to shout it out.
Favor,
favor,
God's favor
got a hold on me.
All right, boys, hurry up.
Come on.
Come on, boy.
Move around a little bit.
Let me show you something.
Let me show you something before we go.
Let me show you something.
You got your pen?
I'm pouring out my favor upon you. Favor from within, and favor will be upon everything you do.
Turn to Psalm 512 quickly. Psalm 512.
He's about to say something to you.
Yes.
But thou, Lord, will bless the righteous
favor,
but thou compares him as with a shield.
He says,
I'm surrounding you this day with my shield of favor. I will shut down everything and everyone that does not recognize my favor on you. You heard what he said? You heard what he said? I will shut down everything and everyone that does not recognize or respect my favor on you. Did he shut Egypt down? Did he shut Pharaoh down? Absolutely. Now listen, three more things I'm going to say to you. Rivers of high currents of favor are released on your life today. Rivers of high currents, plural, of favor is being released on your life today. And then next, you must decree your right to be highly favored because of my son Jesus. Now, when you accepted Christ, high favor moved in you. You didn't get it. You didn't get it. See, you got built-in high favor because Jesus is in there. Now, this is the way the Lord, and this is where I'll close today. The industry, technology, men invention, high tech worldly folks, those who look down on the church as if we nobody. The industry is no competition to my kingdom of favor. You are the highest being. Hear me here at Word of Life and around the world. You're the highest being on the face of the earth. You got more going for you than anybody else in the world because I live on the inside of you to put you over every time, no matter what happens. Lift your hand and praise Him.